This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm going to start us off today with some numbers, and I'm going to do it real slow, because they teach you in radio school that numbers are hard to do on the air. So here you go. Oh, and there is a little time element in here as well, so pay attention. 52 Thursdays ago, 211,000 people filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits. 52 Thursdays ago, 211,000. This Thursday morning, 712,000 people filed first-time claims. 712,000. Yes, down from a week ago and way better than the worst early days of this pandemic when it was above a million for a couple of months. But come on, it's been a year now. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has this year in unemployment.
To try to get a sense of the scale and severity of unemployment over the past year, I went to three of the smartest economists in my Zoom room and asked what number they think best explains where we are right now. Let's start with Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation. His number, 51.
51 consecutive weeks of more than a million initial claims for unemployment benefits.
That's regular state jobless claims, plus claims under special federal programs for gig workers, parents stuck at home with kids, and others who usually aren't eligible for benefits. And for those 51 weeks, first-time claims have been higher than at any time during the Great Recession. Now to Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter, and her number, 20 million.
There are 20 million people receiving unemployment benefits across all programs. That is a huge, huge number. So at the peak of the Great Recession, that number only got up to about 6.5 million.
Were it not for those federal programs for gig workers and parents and the like, about 8.5 million fewer out-of-work Americans would even be getting unemployment benefits right now. And finally, Joe Bruzuelas at RSM Consulting keeps coming back to the number 40%.
Revenue among small businesses is down almost 40% since January of 2020, and about 40% of the businesses that were open then are no longer open.
That's businesses with fewer than 10 employees and revenue under $10 million. Bruzuelas says recovering the jobs lost at those businesses could take a very long time. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.